Two Anchorage adults have been charged with igniting the Sockeye fire, which destroyed 55 homes near Willow in June. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The point of ignition of the Sockeye fire has been traced to an unattended burn pile on Willow property owned by Anchorage resident Greg Immig, age 59. Immig and Amy DeWitt, age 42, have been charged for their role in starting the 7,200-acre wildfire. According to State Fire Information Officer Tim Mowry, Immig and DeWitt did not have a burn permit for the debris pile located on forested lands at a recreational cabin owned by Immig.
They were burning debris without a permit, and they did leave that fire unattended, and it's just the worst case scenario. I mean, that's why it strictly says on our burn permits, and it's the one message we try to drive home to everybody, whether it's a debris burn, a campfire, a burn barrel, is never to leave any fire unattended.
According to Mowry, an investigation conducted by the State Division of Forestry and the State Fire Marshal's Office concluded the illegal burn was left unattended on the evening of June 13th. One of several of the burn piles smoldered and crept into the woods, resulting in the blaze that swept toward Willow on Sunday, causing evacuations Sunday night and Monday.
You know, to be clear, there was no burn suspension in place. So if these folks had have had a permit and had have been following the safe burning guidelines that are listed on that permit, they would have been, you know, within the law. It's tragic all the way around as to what happened.
Immig and DeWitt are to be arraigned in Palmer District Court on July 28th. Charges include three counts of reckless endangerment, criminally negligent burning, failure to obtain a burn permit, burning without clearing an area, and allowing the spread of fire and leaving a fire unattended. Mowry says that Amy DeWitt did make the 9/11 call to fire officials. The Sockeye wildfire moved so quickly that many evacuees had little time to gather more than a few items and rescue pets. The fire was fought with help from hotshot crews from the lower 48, and at one point there were more than 500 firefighters attacking the blaze. Tim Mowry.
Fighting it, the last report I had is the suppression cost $8 million.
In addition to the 55 homes lost, 44 additional structures were lost in the blaze. Individuals charged with starting a wildfire could be liable for up to two times the cost of fighting the fire. I'm Ellen Lockyer.